From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Miami's top cop is calling for changes to a popular mass bike ride. Police Chief Manuel Orosa says the cycling event known as Critical Mass has become a critical mess. The ride takes place on the last Friday of every month with thousands of cyclists riding around the streets of downtown Miami. The Critical Mass movement began as a way to promote fun and safe cycling in major cities, but Orosa says the Miami bike ride has become chaotic and dangerous.
We've gone from bicyclists not having a safe roadway because of the vehicles to now having the bicyclists take over the roadway, and the vehicles are stopped there for 45 minutes. We have to reach some type of happy medium.
Orosa says the biggest problem is that many cyclists are not observing basic traffic rules. At times, the Miami ride has been marred by rowdy, sometimes drunken cyclists who have gotten confrontational with motorists. The next ride is tomorrow night. Orosa stopped short of saying that Miami critical mass riders would be issued citations for traffic infractions. He did say, however, that during tomorrow's ride, cyclists might be in store for a quote-unquote surprise. Of course, if all that pedaling under the South Florida sun is not your cup of tea, there's always a motorbike or a scooter. And how's this for a deal? Get tested for HIV, get a chance to win a new Vespa. The AIDS Healthcare Foundation is hosting a contest in its four South Florida out-of-the-closet thrift stores. WLRN intern Constanza Gallardo tells us why some South Florida activists and counselors are taking this rather unusual approach toward AIDS awareness.
I think that's pretty exciting. I'd love to win a Vespa. Yeah. It's better than like a $5 gift card, you know?
That's William Lacey. He got HIV tested for free at Out of the Closet store on Biscayne Boulevard in Miami. After getting his results, he registered for a chance to win a green Vespa displayed at the front of the store. The contest is sponsored by the AIDS Healthcare Foundation to get more people tested for HIV. Valerie Woods is a counselor and tester at the Biscayne store. She says the contest has helped them reach their annual goal of having 120,000 people tested.
And we have identified a lot of first-time positive people. We also have identified people that were positive, so we've been able to link them into services so they can live, you know, and that's our whole purpose.
Woods sees about 32 people a day. During the contest, three-quarters of those have come for the Vespa. Woods says it is important to get tested because Miami-Dade and Broward are in the top five places with the highest HIV cases in the country.
We want everyone to get tested. Just know your status.
Each store will be giving away a new Vespa, which costs over $4,000. The contest ends on June 29th. I'm Constanza Gallardo in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatteo.